Students at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts on Maston Avenue had an unusual start to their school week. Students were fired up during an assembly program as they were treated to a concert and lesson about jazz.
5, 6, 7, 8, count with me, 9.
Dr. J.B. Dias is Vice President of Education and Curriculum Development at the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz in Los Angeles. The organization travels all over the country to provide peer-to-peer jazz education programs. In the assembly, Dias gave performing arts students a step-by-step explanation of how great jazz music comes together.
Now notice they're harmonizing it, but there's no harmony written.
Jazz teaches important American values like teamwork and the correlation of hard work and goal accomplishment and unity with ethnic diversity. And there's probably no better example of democracy than a jazz ensemble because it's individual freedom but with responsibility to the group.
Several high school students make up the traveling Thelonious Monk Institute band and travel with Dias. They perform before students and hold workshops across the country.
So we have these young kids coming from Los Angeles who are the same age. They're sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school, and they look like their audience and they talk like their audience, so there's this trust. Now, if I go in and say, hey, you need to get your act together, find a passion for something, believe in yourself, go for it, they're not going to hear me. But when these kids who are their same age, they listen to them.
I feel like my job is just to talk about those little nuances, the things that take the music to the next level.
The band includes an internationally acclaimed jazz saxophonist and Grammy nominee, Antonio Hart.
But just try to show them, for me, really the passion that I have for the music still and what it takes to be a professional musician, you know, in terms of repertoire, things that we can do in terms of playing together, and more importantly, just the love of what we're doing.
While speaking to students on stage, Hart discussed making his dreams come true as a jazz player. He's traveled the world playing his saxophone and encourages students to follow their dream, even if they're living in a low-poverty situation.
Yeah, I think it's important to say that I come from humble beginnings to let other children know or young people know that my story can be their story and they can surpass my story.
The California students performing with Hart include Max Lesser from Los Angeles. The sophomore also plays saxophone and works to encourage students to learn more about music.
If that could be a message to any student, it's that no matter how behind the learning curve you are, if you put enough effort into it, I think you can really catch up.
Lesser just started traveling and working with Hart on stage this week. However, during their performance, it looked as though they had practiced together for years.
Well, we played together last night for about 2 hours last night.
Yeah, I thought it was about four.
Was it?
I don't know. It was four.
Yeah. So that's the history of this music. You're supposed to know a certain repertoire. You're supposed to know a certain history. It's our language. So I can go to Japan. I can go to any part of the world. If you understand the history, we can talk whether we speak the same language, but we speak the same musical language.
1, 2, 3.
Student Connie Hahn also travels with the group. She's a classically trained piano player, but now thrives on jazz. She started with Thelonious Monk back in September. Her message to other students is to have purpose and passion.
You need to listen a lot to jazz music of all kinds from all eras and practice a lot. Make sure you can play your instrument and make sure you can play the styles and play a lot with others, too.
When the California high school students in Hart completed their school assembly, they stepped off stage as performers and walked into the school's music room as educators to listen to the local performing arts jazz band students. They were looking for rhythm and if they played together during the workshop. The performing arts students quickly set up for their side-by-side education workshop. David DeWitt is the jazz ensemble director at Performing Arts. He says this was an incredible opportunity for his students to see what they can achieve.
And be able to give them something to aspire to, not only like with someone like Antonio Hart or Lisa Henry, but also just kids their own age that are just playing like crazy.
Buffalo Performing Arts student Brandon Young is a junior who plays the saxophone. The workshop was allowing him to pick up as many pointers as possible.
You know, it was a good opportunity. It's cool to see how high school kids like us can be like on such a high level.
Why the saxophone?
I don't know. I picked it up in the fifth grade when the orchestra teacher, when she came in and asked who wants to play things, she gave us a sheet and I just looked and I was like, oh, saxophone sounds cool. So that's what I chose.
It is Young's dream to be in a band and travel the world performing music. But this national music education program comes as a rally will be held tonight prior to the Buffalo School Board meeting. It's a drum rally to save Buffalo's instrumental music from possible spending cuts as the district faces a $50 million budget deficit. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.